Hi, friends. I hope you're having a great and blessed start to a new year, that you closed out one year and you're starting another one now with lots of blessings from God. I hope you had a wonderful and blessed celebration of our newborn King Jesus. What a gift from God. Speaking of gifts, did you give or receive any special gifts this year? I gotta tell you, we really pulled one over on our children. It was awesome. You see, our kids have been asking for a while to go back to Florida to visit some of the friends that they had. We lived there for 9 years. Of course, the beaches are a pretty cool thing too. And for a while, we've been telling them, the time is not right. We just don't have the money right now. Well, this year at Christmas, they both simultaneously opened up a present, and there was some beachwear with a note. And the note said on it, "You're going to need these." They flip it over. "In Florida." Oh, awesome! The reaction was priceless. They just went bonkers. They were even thankful for once, too. Did you get one of those kinds of gifts this year, or maybe give something special? Have you found that with big-time gifts, there's often big-time thanks? That is just so true with our God, too, with the gifts and blessings He gives to us. And there's a verse I want us to think about this week that helps to highlight that. It's Romans 12, verse 1. Here's what it says. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." In view of God's mercy, he says, thinking about everything that he's done for you in Jesus Christ, everything he's given to you, offer your body. This is a way to worship God by living for the Lord and living for others. So as it's a new year now, and we're going to talk about a new you and how you can be a living sacrifice. So today, let's start with something simple. Let's talk with your ears and how you can serve God and serve others with your ears. This year, I want you to think about how you can use your ears to listen. There are so many people who are hurting, who have trouble and pain. Instead of just talking all the time and letting your mouth run and talking about all the problems you see in the world, how about you listen to someone? Show your care and your love for them. And as you use your ears to listen to other people, think about how you can use your ears to listen to God more. In this new year, focus on listening to His Word. And as you listen to God, you'll listen to others. And that's a great way to start off your year offering your body as a living sacrifice to God.